everybody. Hello.
Hello, we everybody.
Caught us plugging stuff in. And we are here. We took a couple weeks off. We had we were in Harrisburg. Yes. But first, I'm Darnell.
I'm Angela.
And this is Garrison House. And we got to also adjust our camera a little bit. We're going to keep it going because it is what it is. we are here. But we'd like to thank you for being part of this. And we'd like to thank our new audience. Because yes. We know y'all going to come on board.
Yes.
Yeah, Rumble. Hey, we're ready for you.
Rumble. We on Rumble. Yes. Thank you. Go ahead and hit that subscription button.
Yeah, because we want to go live. Now, yes. If we can get, it's going to sound weird. If we can get 5 subscribers.
Count it on one hand.
Five subscribers. That's all we need right now.
All we need to go live on Rumble.
And so we are going live. I meant to look at the calendar. Say, is that on a Saturday? We are going live. Oh, good. It's a Sunday. We will be live on Sunday the 23rd.
Yes.
You saw a little bit of it over her shoulder earlier. So we have a new project, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Yes.
I love the new project.
Honey, so, you want to hear something funny?
What's that?
So I was at work, right?
Uh-huh.
And just do my audience to tell a little joke. And I used to say, it is what it is. And I'll take that at work with my trainees.
I think we're going to get a shirt that says that.
We are going to say it. It is trademark.
Yeah, we're going to get a shirt. All right.
And it was funny because somebody put in our team chat saying, Angela, as Angela will always say, it is what it is. And I said, you guys know me very well. And then as other comments came in, one lady said she was talking to her husband. And she told that to her husband, it is what it is.
So we are going to get the product. We're going to get some merch. Yeah, Sean was going to say that.
It is what it is. And I'll take that. Because, I look at stuff like, all right. I'll take that.
My problem.
It's not a problem. Right.
Or use my, now I would do my mom's favorite one. Don't become an educated fool.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that
later.
You're going to hear why I said that. But anyway,
that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, those are very interesting because people do that. She has some good sayings. Now, also, we do take tips for all you new
viewers.
We do have tips on GarrisonHousePodcast.com. And because we are new on Rumble, we're trying to find out why you can't find us. So to get us on Rumble, go to GarrisonHousePodcast.com. The link to our channel is there. Just click on it. It'll take you right to our Rumble channel. We're going to be doing quite a bit of things on Rumble. I sort of like the platform. Overall, from what I'm seeing, it's probably a good fit for what we do, the content that we create.
It's a mix between YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a mix between that.
And it's not, we won't get these crazy things like, okay, you said something wrong. You said this. I'm like, okay, all I said was something. We get a notice.
Facebook always got you notice saying that. Did you really want to say it? Well, see, one thing about Facebook and their algorithm goes, or their, I don't know, whatever, they tag it. So any word, it doesn't even have to be music, but any words you may have said or a statement you made, it comes back as possibly, there might be a copyright infringement or mm-hmm. something. Some music, they don't have music rights or something like that. But it wasn't, had nothing to do with music. It's just the fact that you may have said a statement that got caught.
And it flagged, we do not have rights. It's like, we didn't play music. The only music we play on here that we do not own is the intro and the outro. We do have a different outro. The intro is the only thing we do not actually own.
But it's only for 30 seconds. So it's not like, it depends on if you were playing it for a long period of time. Yeah. So most likely on Reels, you could get up to a minute. And Reels is a minute and a half with Facebook and Instagram. But most times it's only 30 minutes. You can use any music up to that, 30 seconds.
Yeah, well.
And so that's kind of what it is. And it tells you at what spot that would be the problem. So it's not like they say, it was at the end or the beginning. It tells you at one at a specific, at 14 minutes in, you said this is probably where you had an issue. So
Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do our read, even though I don't have my script in front of me, but we're going to go ahead and go with it because we're going to go into our next scene because she is right about Facebook and all that. However, I went to the doctor. I hit a plateau, but it's possibly because I'm building muscle. How? Well, no, amtbfit.com. My trainers over there at the Moses Method, AM Total Being Fitness. It's been working for me now for 1 year. I've taken off a lot of weight. I was teetering on morbid obesity.
Teetering?
Well, I was morbidly obese. And now I hit that point now where the doctor says, you're the same weight that you were a few months back. And then I went to my trainer and said, it's possibly because you're building muscle. So there's a point where you say, I plateaued, I'm not done. But if you're still working out, that means from my understanding, it's a possibility that you're building muscle. So what you want to do is you want to get on over there and scan that QR code right there and give them a call at 248-480-0131 for some great benefits and tell them Garrison House sent you. So, you know, get in there, get yourself fit. I feel great. I love it. Get your DEXA scan, get your VO2 max. I'm scheduled to be scanned in December. They're going to run me through the process. Maybe I can find somebody to come with me and they can record me going through the process because it's the testing process is fun. However, it's a process. So go ahead and scan that QR code. Go to AMTBFit, which is Anthony Moses Total Being Fitness.com. So fit. So that's to let you know Anthony Moses is the founder of the process. He's a good brother. And just tell him Garrison House sent you. Anyway, we got some topics we want to get into because that's we're moving in into our next topic here. And it's the one that's driving a lot of people with a lot of different information. And that is the, let me bring it up over here on the screen. There we go. The shutdown.
Nice graphics.
Oh, yeah. Our graphic designer does a pretty good job. And I'm not the graphic designer, but, you know, they're not sponsoring us. So we're going to tell you who our graphic designers, but they did a pretty good job on that one.
You didn't have to say all that, honey. Good God.
Just
say thank you and move it on.
Oh, well, I just know. Thank you.
You had to pick it.
Well, I had to.
Jeez, OP. Like, oh, Lord, help us. See? Too much information.
TMI. I'm trying to get her to move over a little bit. You know, there we go. There we go. I don't bite.
Well, there we go.
Now we can see it.
I mean, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Did it move? But anyway, the government shutdown is on, and people are SNAP benefits. But my concern is people are not getting paid, like air traffic controllers and many key essential employees. Now we're in the process of this possibly any, and if this doesn't get resolved within the next few weeks during the holidays, it's a possibility airports may be closing.
Yeah, my sister is saying that she didn't want my nephew to fly, especially air traffic controllers and not getting paid. They probably ain't going.
There's been some near misses. It's been pretty because they're tired. However, we were listening to the Kojic convention today, and the Church of God in Christ has been taking care of some of their people. So making sure that their membership who are part of the government, from what I can hear, they are working to make sure that their congregation members are being taken care of.
One of the things you gotta realize too, a lot of things are sensationalized. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these benefits, SNAP benefits, it's very sensationalized. And you know, we have a lot of influencers are jumping on these platforms and it's just causing trouble. Right. And so that's what they're just doing. They're just out here causing trouble because if a person is legitimately needing food, they're not going to be jumping on no Instagram or no Facebook and on their iPhones or Samsungs talking about they need some food. Now, people, you know, so that's the thing. You got to realize, oh, okay, thanks for telling me in 15 minutes why you feel like you're being starved and hungry while you recording yourself on in your car, the nice looking car, on your iPhone. And so that's so it's a lot of sensationalizing certain things. And it is, I'm all for people who are in need and hungry. I am for that. And I do want them making sure everybody can get the proper foods that they can. But still, that this is not helping. You guys are not helping. Just like these, like these protesters out here, you ain't helping. Everything you see on social, you don't see. You don't even see about nothing about the people who are being deported. You're always seeing is protesters getting beat up because they're trying to fight for these people, and it's like. It's like we don't care, you know. It's like, well, what about the deportation? The people getting deported. What about them? Are they getting beat up? No. Then why should we care about protesters getting beat up? Because it doesn't matter. Y'all just in the way. Get out the way.
And I mean, the problem is, and yeah, we're going there. Is something that people feel they got a savior complex. I'm not going to put race behind it, but there is a term called, it's a savior complex.
Right, they have to
they
always
feel they got to help, they got to be saviors to people.
But and we didn't even ask for it.
Right, and now the thing is, y'all out there protesting the government shutdown, but you can't reach in your pocket to create a foundation and you're,
collect donations.
And you're people, complaining about people this. Being deported. You can't sit there and say, oh, you know what, instead of us protesting, why don't we get our money together and create some kind of defense fund to help these people out in court.
Right.
They do have to go to court.
Yeah, they have right. to go they to go court. To they have court.
The process is not immediate. Obama deported, I think, this million, over a million, I can't remember the number of people, illegals that were here in his first term. None of y'all were there. All y'all were crickets. Trump does it. Y'all going ballistic, and everybody's saying Obama did more than him in the same time. They are going through due process, such as going through the court. And as I stated in our previous last, which I think that was the car one, we did a special when we were driving back from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that there's one where Brandon Tatum, one of the gentlemen I watch on social media, one of his friends got detained because she was here illegally. And she started two businesses. And he was his.
She outstayed her visa over right. years.
Right, and got married, I guess. But she still got detained. Detained does not mean deported, mm-hmm. and that's one thing they're not telling you. They detain you, but you're not getting deported. The detention is to get your get processed. It can be 72 hours. It can be depending on what kind of overstay you have. It can be 72 hours. It can be 24. It can be a week. But you're not going to be stuck in there. They basically are going to tell you, okay, here's your court date. Make sure you appear. And the court is is full anyway. So everybody's out here protesting. It's like, you do know detention doesn't mean deporting. Unless you are a person who committed a crime, that's immediate deporting. But in most of these cases, these people are being detained to get their court date, get their hearing. And I would tell you the majority of them, I would say it's going to be you'll be surprised how many people will actually be staying. And that's what I'm saying, you're gaslighting the whole situation. And that's another reason why the shutdown, the reason why the Democrats are holding it up, because if people aren't getting paid, they're going to get upset and not do their job.
Right. If people are not getting paid, that means that we can blame something else on the Trump admin. Right. That's what it was. And that way it was a ploy, which we're about ready to ease into that in a minute, is for that mayoral. They had to wait till that mayoral election came in. Once that mayoral election hit, we got something to say. We ready to negotiate.
And still said, no. It rocks.
Right. But, it's too late. And then he wants to drop a ball, talking about this is what we want. Wait a minute. Look, nobody voted you president. Nobody voted your Miss Harris, Yamala. As president.
No.
So if we want to vote Amala as president, then yeah, you have a lot to say, but nobody vote Amala. If people voted for Trump, Trump was in the office. Yeah. You can't, we need to reel him in and control him. Huh? That's not your job. Your constituents, howbeit at the time, voted for this man. And he wanted to take care of business, not to sit there and say, we need to reel him in and control him because he has a basically what you were saying, savior king complex.
Well, the reason they say that is Biden was controlled.
Right.
And they like the fact that they can control the presidency versus they tried it with Obama. I don't know if anybody remembers it. Right. They tried it with him. And he was like, no, you ain't.
That brother came out.
he got that under, he got them under control. It's like, mm-hmm. no, you're not telling me what to do. I'm going to tell you mm-hmm. my policies when I'm going to move forward. So, yeah, Obama and Trump are uncontrollable presidents, so Clinton, too. But when they had 4 years of being able to control the presidency through Biden, yes, they controlled him. Now you couldn't control Obama. You can't control Trump, but you sure had 4 years to control Biden, and that's what messed everything up. So that's how come a lot of these Democrats and a couple of Republicans, we need to reel him in and control his what he, it's mm-hmm. like he's doing nothing different, agree with it or not, nothing different than any other president has done. Some things he does, I'm like, what are you doing? Some things I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. So I'm not a person that says, I'm not tugging. I don't tug the tail of any president. I ain't set up here. The last president I sort of was gung-ho for, and I'm going to admit it, I liked Bill Clinton, okay? He was the coolest president, but then again, I was younger, mm-hmm. and I really wasn't aware how politics worked. Bill Clinton mm-hmm. played the saxophone. He was on the Arsenio Hall show. He was a cool president. And so I was hypnotized by that as a young person. And so, but once you cross 30, you start having children, life starts kicking in, the way you think about things change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to say Clinton was that bad. I will tell you that H.W. Bush was horrible. I have no problem telling y'all that. I have no problem saying George W. Bush was okay, but he was bad in some areas too. He was 50-50. So I have no problem. Democrat or Republican presidents, I would say, y'all, you know, it's an office I don't want. And I'm not sure why.
Right. You're talking about governing 300 million people.
And trying
to make sure. And everybody has a different mindset. But I also want to talk about the SNAP benefits. Mm-hmm. I was reading a lot concerning the fact that they were talking about Biden COVID era. And this money was like doubled or tripled into the benefits packages, which included the health care and the SNAP benefits, all that was put together all together in one package. And the money funneled into that had to do with the COVID era. So basically Trump is trying to get rid of that money, that extra money that was being filtered in, which was to also offset the immigrants that were coming in too, which was a little bit of that too.
And now real quick, because we can go over our time on that subject, on the SNAP, and we should have put that in. And we were talking about this a while back. We were like, what's the reimbursement rate? So you gotta realize something. When you go to the grocery store, this is what I tell people. Okay, you went to the grocery store, you dropped $100. You used your credit card to pay. Do you think the store got the $100? The answer is no, they did not. There's a processing fee between 1.79, if a real good one, 1.79%, I believe, up to probably 5%. So the store loses that. Now, SNAP benefits is also a EBT card, which means it has a processing fee. So people are saying, why are prices higher? The more you move away from cash, the more retailers are dealing with these credit card processing companies charging higher fees for processing transactions. So they pass it on to you, us, the consumer. So if the processing fee for SNAP and regular credit cards is like, they'll say, well, we're going to raise the prices by 6%. That'll help us offset. So everything goes up 6%. Then they throw in, well, we want to raise minimum wage to $30 an hour. Okay, now we got to add another 15% to the price. So everything is offset. So we're paying for this cashless society push. That's my tinfoil hat opinion.
And you made a point, too, when he was saying that if you had a cart full of groceries that is $100 outside the processing, how you processing it, you have a cart full of $100, but if you're on EPT, it's possibly that the store is not going to get the full $100 off mm-hmm. that cart. So that's the reason why you notice that during Obama, Biden year era, that's the reason why grocery prices were so high.
COVID, maybe.
Because of that. And the extra money that people were getting per child. And that's the reason why. And I said, watch. We were at a grocery store at the time, and this woman was talking about by March they was planning on cutting off a lot of that extra funding. I said, well, that's when prices are going to come down. And guess what? They did. That was the whole time they were talking about the egg prices, talking about all that stuff. And so that's kind of what happened, and that was what it was. He made a kind of point. I don't know for sure 100% is that fact, but that does make sense because you bought $100 per cart full of food does not necessarily mean the store is going to get that $100 off the EBT.
Because the processing fee. We don't know. We do know it's a fee. Every credit card processor charges a fee. No, the government's always mad at the PBMs. All they're evil. They're raising prices. Like, as a person who has a merchant account who has a credit card processing, even when you all go to Garrison House Podcast and do a tip, Stripe charges a fee for that transaction. Now, even our ministry, when we give our tithes and offering, you have two choices. You can either eat the fee, or you can pass it on to the ministry. Most of us will say, "Hey, we'll pay the fee. We want to make sure the ministry gets all the money that we're putting in." So yeah, there is a processing fee for everything. So, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot to you all, to a lot of people. Well, they can handle 2-3%, but if 1 million people are doing that a day, everybody, that's a lot of money.
Everybody wants a hand in the $10 you give it. Right. I got stuff on Marketplace right now. And you price it, you want to price it at a certain low because you're just trying to sell it. But you can't price that low. If I try to sell a pair of pants I got on Marketplace right now for $10, they're talking about $8.95 alone for shipping. And then you're talking about, then Facebook charges a process, a fee themselves. So I have, right now, I'm going to talk about it too. I got a pair of pants on Marketplace right now for $20. And by the time they charge for the shipping and then plus Facebook, all I'm going to get is about maybe $13, $15 off that thing. If I would have dropped it down to $15 or $10, I wouldn't have gotten nothing. They were talking about like $5. So I was like, what am I supposed to do here?
And then you got the next kicker. Then we're going to move on to our next. This time is moving fast. You also have people who do credit card reversals after buying stuff.
Yes,
so
yes.
They've sent $100 and they put it on their credit card, then do a fraud report. Now the retailer eats.
Online dashing. Yeah. That's what everybody's talking about, eat and dash. No, this is online dashing.
Yeah.
But now we know credit card companies are not automatically going to reverse you. If there's something wrong.
If you did the chip. They're responsible.
Right. So they're not going to, right. That's the reason why we had to go through another processing way for, at the ministry. So yeah. So now they were like, somebody will try to catch you on that.
Yeah. And that's another, now that's one good thing people got. See, now I'm going to give a positive. One thing Obama did was get that chip on the card. And some people may not like it, but I mean, at first I didn't, but now, cause I'm also a merchant as well. But if you don't put that chip in as a merchant, you just swipe the card, somebody can reverse and it hits you. But if you put the chip in, it falls on the consumer.
I don't know, because I know somebody who got caught twice. And they said, it's a chip.
They cloned it.
They cloned their card and they said, what's the chip? And he's like, well, I wasn't there. It's a chip. So, you just got to file. Yeah. Nowadays, sometimes banks are not going to reimburse you. So there's certain banks now. That's the reason why you got to make sure nowadays, you got to make sure you cut your bank.
In other words, the thief is getting smarter than the technology.
Right.
Look at how many years it took for them to be able to clone the chip. So now I do recommend Apple Pay, because it's a floating ID number, or Google Pay. Use your NFC transaction. That's much more secure. And I do that. If I actually pull out one of my cards, like I go to McDonald's and I didn't do NFC, which is tap and pay, I'll lock the card for like 72 hours, because we have been hit where people charge stuff on our card. Fast food restaurants, it's anonymous, because the employees may have the phone on, you don't know what they have on the counter. They hold the credit card there long enough to get your credit card information and they keep going. So I always keep my eye on the card when I pass it to them. But anyway, let's move on to
a lot to say on the shutdown.
Yeah, the shutdown's pretty deep. We should have went lower, quicker. But we got good news in the Detroit mayoral election. Detroit made history, even though the world's talking about some other guy. Mary Sheffield, who I actually said was going to win. The mayor, the first female mayor of the city of Detroit. She is, at first, I'm looking at her and say, okay, well, she came to our church. I was like, I don't know. But right. then when they did the runoff, it was between her and Kinloch. Kinloch did the debate. He came to the debate as a pastor, not as a politician. And I watched a little bit of the debate when we were in Harrisburg. And I was talking to the ladies. I said, had some time. Talked to the ladies. I said, she's going to be the mayor, because he came to the debate as a preacher, not as a politician. And there's a preacher tone and there's a political tone. She sounded like a politician. he sounded like a preacher.
Yeah. So not only is she the she's the first woman mayor. Mm-hmm. But also, of course, she's the first Black woman mayor,
and she's a pastor's child.
And so that was a feat itself. And hopefully, I think, as I say, from what happened last year with Kamala Harris and being the president, she was selected.
She wasn't even elected. That's another issue.
Selected candidate. So now it's kind of like the year of the woman, everybody, you know, so mayor here.
Hey, I'm happy for her.
Yeah. So here we go. We're going to see what happens. If you did not know, Duggan was, a white man, Mike Duggan, and he was mayor for a while. And so now he dropped out, and I believe he's trying to become governor of Michigan now. So.
Yeah. Mike Duggan, he good guy. I had opportunity meeting him back here in the city of Inkster when we had a show called the Inkster, I think it was Profile Journals. He was the assistant Wayne County executive before he went on to turn around the DMC hospital system. Then he ran for mayor. He is a turnaround guy. He turned Detroit around. Detroit needed him. There was a guy running. Oh, we don't want him running. We do have Black racism. I'm putting it out there. They didn't want him at first. So one guy ran to confuse about it. He was Mike Duggan. And similar spelling, but different. And people were like, we're not playing that. Because I knew Mike Duggan was a turnaround man. Detroit at the time, I believe when he got in, was in bankruptcy. Detroit was in a hot mess. And
there's a lot of development going on in Detroit right now.
Gentrified.
Yeah, there's a lot of development going on. I was just watching a YouTuber who is from Detroit, and he was talking about the whole development going. So Sheffield kind of really has not much she can do, but she just still has to pretty much budget the money out. Even before Duggan, I think it wasn't in Kilpatrick?
It was.
Or was it transitioning out of Kilpatrick? Because Kilpatrick was like recoiled on him.
Eight days older than me.
And then because of that, his mother got booted out of the state representatives, and then of course his mother just passed away just recently.
Yes.
Prayers
to the Kilpatrick family, and also Duggan is running as independent for governor.
Yep. And so I thought he was coming out of Kilpatrick because. Kilpatrick mayor, so they had to do something. I don't know how to.
It's been a while. He is. Let's pull up his Wikipedia, even though I don't trust Wikipedia. To see, he was the Wayne County prosecutor.
I wasn't talking about Duggan. I was talking about the person before Duggan.
Yeah, I'm about to find out. Right now.
But that's okay. No big deal.
It was David Bing.
Right. I remember.
Except I met Dave Bing. I have a picture with him somewhere. So it was Bing. But yeah, it was really historic. I'm happy for her. I'm glad she made it in.
Yes.
She's got the keys to a city that's doing really well. It's got great development, and I believe she's going to do an excellent job. And so we just pray that she does well. She comes from a good family. Her father's a pastor. And he said, I hope that him and Kim Lott can have be amicable. So, but anyway, then we have.
The New York mayor.
Gosh, what were y'all thinking?
Mandani.
What were y'all thinking? First of all, as somebody who's worked with politicians, one of the first things I tell people running for office to do is what he's doing right there. I said, if you do that.
Smiling too hard.
Smile and you make it seem like the smile makes people like you. You don't have to be likable, but smiling. That's one of the key things that helped Trump. Y'all may not know that, but one of the principles he used smile, and he also did talk back, and he came in as an alpha male. He's an alpha male. Mamdani smiled, and I can literally see
you're lying.
Because as the mayor, some of the stuff he's talking about doing, you can't do as a mayor of a city. Now, you can do stuff with the city's minimum wage, maybe. Depends on the charter of the city of New York to the state, how their government is set up. But for the most part, a lot of the stuff he said he was going to do, free buses, that's state. Rent control, he can control. The minimum wage, he may have some sway in minimum wage for the city. Taxes, he can do stuff in city taxes, but he can't do nothing on personal taxes because that's state. My biggest issue of him, and this is my big issue with him, first of all, the man, I believe, just moved into the, when did he move into the country?
I think 2018 when he became a citizen.
Right. Well, he's born in 1991, so we already know he's a liar. Sorry. I just had to say that. I believe he became, I'm looking at stuff.
He became a citizen in 2018, so he just became a citizen. And before
7 years ago.
So he's just, and somehow within the 7 years before now, he was a state rep. I don't know how many years between that was before he became the state rep. And he probably slid it in when
2020
2 years later he slid that in. Now it doesn't matter to me really about a person ethnicity or religion or anything like that, but long as you're doing the work that you're supposed to do for the constituents. The thing I had with him, because we know this, I said, this is a drifter liar, man. As Adam said, and he's a switchpan talker, where he can talk about something, and then when somebody throws something at him, he knows how to switchpan to a different topic, and just go with that and try to put the narrative there. That's a switchpan talker. So technically, if you want to talk about it, that's what you call a true politician. Anyway, because that's kind of how they are. And so, look, I'm not from New York. I can't do nothing from New York. If New York has this, that's on them. They voted this man in for mayor. They said this is the one who's going to be the mayor. So come find out. Now he's talking about he had to get transitioning team going. Everything's free. Everything's going to be free for everybody. Then he asks now, I told you to stop doing donations. Now I'm asking your priest to come back and donate from it. And then he's talking about during his transition party or his party, his actual party. He's talking about he had a $13 $13 beer. Right. He had a cash bar.
Capitalism.
So he's like, can we at least have the drinks free? No, we ain't nothing. That's the problem. Nothing is always, you can say it's going to be free, but somewhere down the line, people are going to give that bulk. Somewhere down the line, that money is going to have to come from somewhere, whether it's going to be out of your taxes or whether he's saying you're going to tax the 2% of the millionaires in the city. Okay, well, but still, that 2% still is not, you're talking about, I don't know how many people are in New York right now. And then the woman says she's on the bus. And they asked the woman, he was just watching it, asked the woman on the bus saying, asking her, why do you feel that if the buses would become free, what do you think? And she said, well, overcrowded, delays, but no, switchpan Jack here. Mm-hmm. he went on a whole little speech, but they never gave nobody, he never broke the conversation in order for somebody to say something. No, he kept the conversation going long enough so people just forget what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. So, and just let him just talk. And that's what he did. Usually when we have a conversation with somebody, you say something and the person comes back, the reporter comes back and asks the same question. No, he kept it going so that way he doesn't have to break and nobody can break him with his speech. And you can, and it's true. Oh, and then he's talking about, we got to make sure that people come use the proper doors. People know how to use the proper doors. They don't use the back doors. When's the last time you've been on a bus?
I've never been on one.
When's the last time you've been on a bus? When has the last time you used the subway?
On the bus, you pay at the front, at the driver door.
Right, but then you exit out the back door.
That's the reason they had two doors on the bus. Right. I haven't been on a bus probably since I was little. However, I do know when a bus has two doors, entry, right. Exit. There's a reason they have the exit.
And most times, sometimes I guess what happens, maybe they talk on people jump the bus. Who cares? It's $1.25. I don't know how much bus fare is right now. But it's like you're talking about minimal. You're talking about $2-3. How is that going to help? That's giving them extra what? Bus cards. You can get discounts off of bus cards. If you buy a bus card for a month, you can buy a whole year bus card. They usually do give you little discounts. So you're talking about what, $30 a month or something? If you get a whole year's worth of bus, I don't know how much it is. Either, I did. I rode buses. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I know how a bus works. I had to ride buses. I had to ride a bus and walk 3 miles to get to the bus stop. So, yeah, I know what buses is.
Yeah, now, one quick thing about him, this is why I'm concerned. This is the reason why I made comments on some videos. I believe that to run for any office in the United States, you need to be a total citizen for no less than 10 to 20 years. This gentleman is still a Ugandan citizen and an American citizen. He's naturalized American, but he's a dual citizen. So you have somebody who has dual loyalty, who's going to take the oath of office. He has dual loyalty. Most people are looking this up.
You should. I mean, technically, you should give up your citizenship to the country that you are. That you were from. Yeah,
you cannot be a dual citizen. That's the problem we're having here in America right now. No offense, but there's too many people who are literally getting in, becoming citizens, running for office, but still loyal to the country of origin. And that's easy. That means that's easy for, you know, being not to be a tinfoil hat person. Mm-hmm. But if I'm from an enemy nation, all I'm going to do is send a whole bunch of people over, have them speak good English, be a really bad actor and a poor rapper. By the way, for those who don't know, he is an actor and a rapper. So people talk about, oh, Trump's an actor or whatever. Reagan's that. This man's an actor. That's how come he knew how to play y'all. Actors know how.
My question, I wonder, because, you know, when AOC,
mm-hmm.
they were talking about her campaign manager.
Maybe he
makes you wonder, but you know, who was his campaign manager? He got AOC in, and AOC supported him. Now Governor Hochul is like,
Hochul,
thank you, is backtracking now, saying, well, I don't know where you're going. I'm not going to get enough for free. She was standing up on that podium with him.
And she said, I thought they were like, let's go, whatever the team is. She thought they were talking about, let's go for the sports teams. Like, nah, girl, they were saying tax the rich.
Right,
and by the way, by rich standards, that's any of us who make over $50,000, by the way. Because everybody said that was so people have been making comments. Yeah, in the terms of people, anyone who makes over $50,000, they're going to tax you to life. That's their ideology. The problem is I'm with everybody else. What are they teaching you in school? Socialism does not work. It's the most failed structure of government in the world, in the history of the world. Socialism is, especially for black folk. And this is going to be real. We black. For black folk, socialism does not work. I often tell people outside of dictatorships, how many socialist nations have black people in it? And you'll find out it's not many. I don't think any black people, but you have black people who are in the Socialist Party. But overall, it's very bad for the poor and lower income black, as well as other ethnic groups. If you're under a certain level, it's terrible. And some of his ideas are failed. They've already tried it. The government ran grocery stores. They have been failing in every part of the United States. I'm a proponent of co-op grocery stores. If you're going to do anything, do co-op grocery stores. Co-op grocery stores are the people own it. Public comes in and it's like co-op. I've been to one, 7-9 in Georgia. It's a co-op grocery store, vegan co-op grocery store. And it actually, the shelves are full. The last time I went there, it was full. They've been around for a while. There's a co-op grocery store in Ann Arbor. There's one in Detroit. And they're doing well because the people own them and they know how to, you know, they get the right people to run it. So is that like some of the stuff that we see the proposals coming through? Do you still want to know your benefits? Because the time's running.
I don't know. What's the next thing?
Know your benefits.
I don't even know. Yes, we got 17 minutes, don't we?
Yeah.
So what was after that?
Things we find on social.
I mean, I got a few minutes.
We're going over these. This today is moving fast. We haven't been with y'all in 2 weeks, so we're doing a lot. So let's do this real quick. We'll come back to Madami in the future. We will take a look at what he, you know, we'll follow him.
I mean, it's going to be quick. Just so you know that this is benefit season, benefit year. Everybody should be coming up with benefits. You should also Medicare. You're going to be, if you are a Medicare recipient, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. You're going to be a lot of things that are going to happen. I think one of the things my mother, she got a call saying they want to do a wellness check on her. Insurance wants to go do a wellness check on her. All that is just to make sure that she's okay with the benefits and basically right. making sure that she doesn't sign up for somebody else's benefits. That's all that was. But still, I mean, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. You're going to get a lot of people spilling talk, asking you, and your own insurance company might be calling you. But just be mindful, be patient, making sure that it is it's legit. You know, yes. You don't want to give no information out over the phone to anybody. If they start asking for your ID numbers and all that stuff, stop the phone call and maybe recall back the insurance company, because we don't want no seniors to get any scams going on right now. But however, it's still safe. Everything's still safe. If you have any questions about your benefits, please call your insurance companies. That's even people who are not on Medicare. I heard the marketplace is still open. So yeah. You still can get your insurance off the marketplace. People complain saying that you may not get the premiums, but this whole thing really is not every state got those the premium funding, the federal funding for these for the marketplace.
I mean, the Ponzi scheme known as the Affordable Care Act.
Right. Not everybody not everybody got money for that. Not every state got the money. So even when it first started, a lot of the Republican states at the time with the governors, they didn't take some of that money. So anyway, but you just gotta make sure benefit packaging is coming up. Know the difference between EPO and a PPO. My daughter texted me talking about, I think I'm going to get her company's insurance. Like, why? I'm like, no. I just sent her a tweet, the chat, and said, no. Why were you getting an extra $40 out of your check when you barely can afford what you got with the money you're getting now?
Right. And until 26. You have four and a half years left. Look, I stayed on my mom's insurance. I did everything I could to stay on hers, even though back when we were working, you got really good benefits for $20.
Well, that's because of Obamacare. It really tanked us. The insurance, the health insurance. So,
well, one of the things I'm hearing rumor, I need to research it. I heard it last night. I didn't get a chance to research it today. Is that Trump's suggesting basically like a HSA or a savings account instead of giving the money, because the money subsidies do go to the insurance companies. So I think one of the proposals I have to verify is that, instead of giving these big $1 billion checks to the insurance companies, give everybody like a HSA or savings account and change the policies on that. And everybody just buy their own insurance off that account. So take the money and give it to the people. Now, people say, well, that's sort of a socialistic concept, by the way. People don't realize that it's still kind of socialistic.
Right. Instead of giving it to the companies,
you're going to now give it to the people,
Yeah, I think he was going to do that with something else. I can't remember. Instead of giving it to he was going to give it to the people and let the people decide. But one thing about these FSAs, healthcare, your premiums and everything is pre-tax dollars.
Right.
So that's also a reason why it's also regulated by IRS, because you can only have so much money coming out of pre-tax.
Right.
And then of course there's your 401k. You can only have so much coming out of I think it's $5,800 a year. Some people with this guy say he has two jobs. He had his primary job, and then he worked as a bartender. And he was using his bartending money to put in his 401k. There was a rapper, and just so happens, I'm not quite sure where he was. He's not as high famous. I think he's more famous in the state he's in, or he was on YouTube. I don't know. And people wanted to criticize him because he was door dashing. And so they were like, you're a rapper, why are you door dash? He's like, look, he knew how to flip money. He said, look, I could take my door dash money and put it in certain savings and certain stuff and let that grow. And then I could still do my rapping.
Right, and plus you can get his autograph,
and he's getting filmed about that, and I'm like, he made points. You know, well, this is, that's the problem with these rappers and these athletes. Athletes got a little bit more sense now, well, since the ones we had back since before the '90s. You know, back in the '90s, they didn't know what they were doing. Now they got a little bit more sense that they're whoever handles their money for them.
Business managers,
right? They're they like, no, you don't, you now. Can't. This one guy wanted to buy a truck, Elon. What's that? Tesla. The Tesla truck. He wanted to buy a Tesla Cybertruck. And they was going to dash it out. He had to call his money man. And he said, no, you ain't got no money for that.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
You know, so he's like, oh, my manager said, I ain't got no money for you. That's the reason why you got to watch it. Because, you know, these investments, you buy $1 million houses for your mama. Next thing you know, 2-3 years down the line, you kick your mama out the house because you can't afford the house anymore.
Right. It's a crazy movie. It's weird. Juwanna Man, that was a scene from Juwanna Man, by the way, where he was a NBA basketball player. Not to go into the whole story, but his business manager said, you broke. You kept spending money.
Right.
You broke. You don't have no money because he was an arrogant basketball player and he got fired from the team. And they said
he had money.
And he had to do some crazy stuff, not to go into the movie, but the business manager said, you're broke. You won't have no more money. Mm-hmm. And he was broke. Mm-hmm. So but yeah, you need to be mindful
of your benefits packaging. And if you are employee based, then you know it's always every year if you sign up the same one, you sign up for the same one. But if you are buying from the marketplace, look, insurance is just in case something happens, especially when you're buying these high yielding deductible plans, so you can get a lower premium. And that's only for people who are in their 20s, 22, 23 or something like that, and they just need insurance. Some guy told me he was just buying just basic insurance just so that way he can save money on his car insurance. You know, that's kind of the only reason why you do it.
Yeah, you do save money on your car. We don't talk about the racket of these insurances.
These insurances are a racket.
Car, house insurance.
Just in case something happens, you be having the same car insurance for over five, six years, and then they next thing you know they raise it by 50%.
Oh no, that was during the last administration. Insurance went out of control. And before we go into we can go ahead and go into the things finding social because it's sort of that same thing. Because there was a person who did a message with Anton Daniels. And he responded to it. And Anton, he's good people. It's just that I understood what she was, understand the assignment that she was talking about. She says she made a lot of money a year, but they canceled everything. They still broke. They're still struggling. And believe me, the struggle happens under insurance. Our insurance rates are nastily high. It's a horrible thing, the amount of money that we pay in insurance. I'm actually gonna pull up one of the things, because I forgot to bring this up in our I ain't gonna share that one. So what I'm gonna do is on my things you find on social, I'm gonna talk about a party I went to this Wednesday. I'm trying to find a picture of all of us. There's a picture with State Rep Tiffany Tilly in there and a couple other people. But anyway, we had the 50th birthday party for LeJohn Plummer. He just turned 50, and there's the CTN reunion. So a couple of us from the Christian Television Network, we were there. And it was great seeing everybody. So now we're going to put together a thing, but he just turned 50. I didn't stay for the whole thing, but they had a really nice fireworks show at the end. His brother, for those who don't know who, you know, you're probably like, who's LeJohn Plummer? He is the oldest brother of Lemuel Plummer. I guess I'll show it. I'll show it for a second. Lemuel Plummer, he is the founder of the Zeus Network. Somebody, I've known him since he was 10. So I was there with a bunch of Zeus Network people, and it was an interesting thing, very interesting party.
Okay.
And let's see what
this was on social. Ready?
Yep. There you go.
Oops. Oh, did you see it? I won't say what I want to say. Is that a he or a...
No.
Yeah, so that was a she. Yeah, I guess it was supposed to be like a drive-by next to the people, because, you know, you got all that space on the other side. And, you know, there's something they probably do. Let's show the little, let's show our motor cops, our motor people. And yeah, she took out the little kids on the side. Looks like they were fine, though. Everything looks good.
Yeah, that was, wow. That right there is amazing. I'm trying to find. Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna show that one. I didn't know he did video.
Are you ready?
You ready? She's gonna do her next one. I'm still looking for her. Ready? Go. Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for you.
Yeah, but he back alive.
Hold on, let me. I didn't know it was that far, but hold on, let me go back. Let me go back a little bit here. So her, I guess she wanted to, I guess she was talking to a neighbor on the ring, supposed to be on the ring. Okay, here we go.
Y'all don't want to go to church today?
No, my mama only going to church. I don't want to go to church.
Why not?
Because, and now my mama going to church by herself.
Y'all need to go to church with y'all mama.
I'm not going to church with her. I don't want to.
Why not? Jesus died for you.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for you.
Yeah, but he back alive.
Oh, well. Out the mouth of the baby.
Oh, my God.
I think I think she said that for everybody. I think she made a point. She said, I don't think she need to go back to church. No, she don't.
Jesus is alive. Now let me go back to my picture. I got it. So I'm
gonna edit this and put it on Facebook.
I found the picture. We got there. I don't know, forgot her name again, but you got Tiffany Tilley, who's a state of Michigan elected representative, and below her is another state former representative who I worked with. We used to call her Tiny, but she is. So we had there two people who are state representatives who are alumni of the Christian Television Network. We all used to work together. And below her is the WDIV Detroit floor manager. So we all worked together for a long time. It's been great. Like you said, it was great. Yeah, Pierre. If you Pierre, who was there, if you heard the song Three Chains during our Resurrection Week, he's the one who sung on it. But she has something else, so we can get on to our next part. Hit it.
Name a film with a great soundtrack.
I'm going to say Top Gun. Purple Rain was even better.
I was thinking Purple Rain. I was thinking The Bodyguard, Footloose. 80s was the 80s of soundtracks. That's what the thing was. 80s were the 80s. 80s were the 80s of soundtracks. Right. Top Gun was only had
Miami
one.
Vice. Don't get.
There was
a movie first. Phil Collins. That's the Phil Collins album.
Sound right. But to actually, which one we actually? Rain. Purple Rain. I say Purple Rain, no Bodyguard, one. Footloose. Yeah. Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
So this is a yeah. So that was that's there.
Have that soundtrack.
And then if you want to go into a little teen thing, I can't think. The Save the Last Dance was kind of cute too. I like
16 Candles. Did they have a good one?
No,
I would think Dirty Dancing. Had really one of the best. Prince. Those were some of the better ones.
Yeah. So the '80s were the '80s as a soundtrack. So hey, so yeah. All right. So are we about to wrap it up here?
Yeah, well, you know, we got a lot going on. So on the 23rd, we are going to be going live.
Yes, new music. If you didn't know, go to iTunes and search for 9 Gifts. We already have a demo compilation for that already on there.
Looks like that.
Yep, so make sure you go out there. But then he developed a whole nother album. And so please support us on our music endeavors, please. Yes.
party.
Yes.
So you'll be able to experience it. But yeah, that's when the wind changes. I'm not sure if it's in the store for pre-order yet. We're waiting for it. I sort of rushed this through. But it's amazing. I did get I sent out the YouTube link. I believe it's on our, it's on the Garrison House YouTube channel. You can watch the EPK. And one of the guys who we know out of Philly, he called, he was speechless on one of the songs. He was like totally speechless. He could barely get it out. He was like, man, that song that was a powerful song there. So I've surprised a lot of people. But when the wind changes, it's a different kind of album than Nine Gifts. I didn't go overboard. So it's a 33-minute album. I love the music on there. I literally had to find what really worked from our vault. And I have the next one I'm preparing to release. So this is a really good project. But anyway, we want you to go on ahead and first of all, you need to pray. Have her pray, and then we're going to do our final part.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just give you the glory, give you the praise, we give you the honor. Lord God, we just love you. We adore you, Father God. And Lord God, we just pray over our listeners right now, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless them, Lord God. We thank you that you're directing and guiding them right now, Lord God. Give them a straight answer and straight pathway, Lord God. And Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for this Garrison House podcast, Lord God, that you continue to bless us, increase us right now, Lord God, as we just give them an insight of what we do and what we talk about, and let it be a wisdom, let it be wisdom, Lord God, and insight, and Father, in the name of Jesus right now, for every person that's out there right now, Lord God, I speak a divine healing, Father, is healing in their minds, healing in their bodies, physical or mental healing, Lord God, and we thank you for peace right now. We pray over New York. Lord God, we pray for every new mayors are coming in, Lord God. We pray over every city right now, Lord God. We pray for every city that's in turmoil right now, Lord God. And we just thank you. Are you covering it right now with your cloak of an anointing? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, I felt that you needed to do that. Because I didn't even talk about the NAACP, the national advancement for the, don't get me started on that. That Virginia thing was.
Wait a minute, I think I need to go repay.
Y'all got off fishing there. National Association for the Advancement of Color People. And that endorsement make no sense. Make it make sense. But anyway, we want you to go ahead and start subscribing to our platforms. Go to our website, GarrisonHousePodcast.com. You can see all our platforms there. I did some updating to the platform to list where we're at, so you can get on our, follow us on Spotify, get us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, you then go, but we really want you to help us out by going to Rumble, and those of you who are on Rumble, now y'all Rumble people, now y'all are a different kind of audience, y'all know what y'all need to do, hit that subscribe button, help us out. This is our third season. Today is the beginning of season three.
Yes.
So it's been 3 years. So we thank you for the 3 years.
Yes. Hit those subscription buttons on our platforms, please. YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. Go to CashRedTV.com at 7 p.m. Just go to CashRedTV.com, period.
Watch it.
Hey, there it is. All right, thank you.
And we'll see y'all next week. I'm Darna.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is our new beginning, you.
Hallelujah.
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 This is our new beginning, you.
Come close to empty, but grace filled the space. Held on to hope in the hardest place.
Been through the fire, but never got burned. These trials just has showed us how much we've loved. We're still standing, we're still breathing, still got joy and we're still believing. We come through storms, but never alone.
Not just the soul, but still.